This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set?
Cocked, locked.
Here we go.
And I'll say correctly, too, USA Prepares. We're delighted you're with us today. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Nathan is engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning, John. Hey, John, if our class would like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And class, if you'd like to travel and bring us with you, 605-477-3249. That's the listen line. 605-477-3249. So, Captain John Reagan, what's new in your world?
That might take more than the 2 hours we have. I've got a lot of health-related items up for discussion today. If you're looking at the post on thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Before we get there, there's a few of the news items I'd just like to touch on. And as usual, there's going to be a lot still left on the plate when we're done. Some of the things we're not going to talk about in the Fukushima section, we've got not only the radiation this week, but he's also been doing another series on radiation from 2006, which is from before Fukushima. So we've been irradiated longer than what we've believed. So that'll give you some additional reading to go on. And let me start with the spy tech section. I've got an article there that was information that came out of the Google I.O. conference. And Google is going all in with artificial intelligence. And what they are now saying is that in image recognition, the vision error rate for the computer is now less than that for humans. And I believe the speech word error rate is getting into that same area as well. So we tend to think of human being perfection, but that's not the case. We don't get everything right. There's, you know, whether it is visual or audio, we make mistakes. And the same is true with their artificial intelligence. Just now they're to the point they're making less mistakes than we do. I find that a bit disturbing. How about you?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, sometimes we don't recognize people. I didn't know that was you. And yeah, we do make mistakes. And I mentioned that I was at the Chinese factory outlet, John, and within a half hour's ride from our farm, and I was in self-checkout, and there's always somebody watching me. There's always some person watching my every move to make sure that I don't put more items in my cart than I paid for. And I found out that after talking to those people, those watchers who are employees and making sure that everybody gets the items they paid for and no more, I asked them about theft. You know, why is there so much attention being paid? And they said, well, that's the highest theft area in the store. The highest loss area in the store is where they have these self-checkouts. However, they're putting more and more self-checkouts in. So it used to be at Sam's Club, which is under the same umbrella as Walmart, you could find one or two or three or four maybe self-checkouts. But they're expanding the self-checkouts there as well. And they also have watchers watching, those of you who are checking out. But the thing now is that they have facial recognition cameras at the self-checkout. So while you're scanning your items, you have been recorded, and facial recognition knows who you are, and that information is sent to the agencies, the government. So if you're on the run, it's a bad place to go. If you think you're going to go to a self-checkout and not be recognized, the answer may not be that. You may actually be recognized and be arrested, you know, in the parking lot or at the door or while you're still checking out. So you're right. We are using artificial intelligence for all kinds of things. I don't like it. I don't like being tracked and spied on and so forth. So the answer to me is we need to use more cash, because if you go to one of those Walmart checkouts and you use your credit card, well, they now know for sure, absolutely for sure, that that's you, because you used your credit card and they've just got your image and lots of different angles of your image. From above, from the side, from the front, looking up, looking down. They've got you. So that's a real problem, and I don't like it, John. And what do we do about it? I don't know. Wear disguises. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. But the official pictures that they take of me, the state-mandated pictures, I'm doing everything to not open my eyes. So I have, for sure, a driver's license with my eyes closed. And 5 years from now, when they want to do another one, I'm probably going to close my eyes again. That's a problem. I don't know the answer, John. I really don't. I want to stay home. I don't want to go out. I don't want to be subjecting myself to arrest just because some computer program says, you know, it thinks that I thought something that I shouldn't have thought and arrest me for it. I don't like it.
Skipping on down to the bigger picture, the top one, going critical. There's a supervolcano in Italy. If you look at a map, the supervolcano is to the northwest of Naples, and then Mount Vesuvius is to the southeast. So they're kind of surrounded there. And unfortunately, this supervolcano, or the area around it, is showing signs of heating up. They have had, I believe, a 3-meter rise in the area there. I don't remember what time frame. And if that goes off, it's that's not good for everybody. I did a measurement that's just 50 miles from Rome. And but one thing I did learn in researching this, there's the supervolcano scale that goes up to a magnitude of 8, and Yellowstone is one of the ones that's in the 8 category. This one is a 7, so it's almost as bad as Yellowstone can be. So if that goes, then we're probably see, something similar where you'll get a ton of volcanic ash in the air, and I guess we just have to wait and see how much that would reduce the temperature and the sunlight, but it would definitely have an impact worldwide on agriculture, and of course it'd be very bad for people living near the supervolcano there in Italy, and who knows the surrounding area in the Mediterranean and Europe. Vincent.
So, John, I believe what you're saying is that for agriculture, it would be a negative because of the dimming effect and the dust that would circle the globe for a while, right?
As well as the lower temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Its crops are expected and to be a certain temperature to grow.
Mm-hmm. And according to the article, this volcano has been relentless for 67 years. 67 years. But there was a similar occurrence when it took 500 years ago, when it took a century to build up to an eruption in 1538. So this is considered serious, as you've said. So we need to keep watching it. But what do we do, John? I don't know if there's anything, you know, in the United States here, there's nothing we can do except make sure that we are prepared for all eventualities, right?
And that's what we've been talking about for years. You need to have a plan which includes food, and some of that's, you know, storing food, and whether or not a year would be long enough, you know, we just don't know.
John, when you studied finance and economics, you know, at the formal level, did you ever study something called random walk? Did that term ever come up?
It doesn't ring a bell.
Okay, interesting. So let me just share this from memory from the 1970s. So random walk refers to, as at least as I've been taught formally, things are going along just fine, and you know, you can predict trends based on, or you can try to predict trends based on historical information if that's what you care to do. But then something happens, something totally unexpected, which throws everything into disarray. Let me give you an example. Everything was fine until President Reagan was shot. And then there was concern, and the markets reacted, and so forth. That was like an event that was unanticipated. I mean, yeah, sure, could it happen? Yes. Was it? Did anybody expect it to happen that morning or that day? No. Well, so in our lives, in terms of preparedness, if you look at what we think, and if you look at what doomsday preppers would tell you or used to tell you, so what are you preparing for? You know, an earthquake, a solar storm, floods, a power outage. You know, they pick one. The contestants, if you will, of doomsday preppers would pick one. Well, we've never really picked one here at USA Prepares. We just say all these things can happen, and we don't know if or when or they'll happen, but we need to prepare for all of them. And so a few days ago, we weren't even thinking about volcanoes, and here we are. Could that be a random walk event? That's the question. Think about that, class. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And John, a random walk is a hypothesis, a financial theory, that states that stock market prices evolve according to a random walk and cannot be predicted. And it says that this is the Wikipedia definition. So a random walk is a hypothesis, a financial theory stating that stock market prices evolve according to a random walk and thus cannot be predicted. It is consistent with efficient market hypothesis. So that's what I said. Something can happen and change. Everything's going up, 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 and something happens that is unexpected at that time and makes a massive change. So we were talking about the volcano. Everything's fine. You know, we've got Donald Trump as CEO, and things are looking really good. And people forgot about preparing. Why they need to prepare? But now we have a volcano to put in the mix, and that could change everybody's day worldwide. Very good point. Thanks for bringing that up, John.
And if you want to research further, you can type in "year without a summer." And you can read about what happened in 1816 that was the result of the eruption of Mount Tambora in Indonesia in April of 1815. In 1816, known as the Year Without a Summer, is part of a three-year period where the climate had deteriorated globally because of that eruption, with 1816 being the roughest part of that. So it's not an extinction level event, but it's definitely a big interruption in normal lifestyle.
Well, John, there's an article in USA Today, just as you said, I did a search on it as you were mentioning it, and it said it says, 200 years ago, we endured a year without a summer. Snow in June, freezing temperatures in July, a killer frost in August. The most gloomy and extraordinary weather ever seen, according to a Vermont farmer. And two centuries ago, 1816 became the year without a summer for millions of people in parts of North America and Europe, leading to failed crops and near famine conditions. So, class, have you thought about, you know, your food, and have you thought about your garden, and have you thought about canning, and have you thought about, you know, putting provisions away so that you can survive? Should this happen again? And, John, here's the problem. It's like cry wolf, right? How many people have been preparing, and for how long have they been preparing, and how many of them can say, you know what, nothing happened. Nothing happened. Everything's been fine. I submit, class, if you're preparing and you have extra food put away and you've got your water and you've got your salt and you've got some medical supplies and you've got tools and you've got books and you've got a way of generating some electricity, worst case, if you rotate your food, you just have to eat it. That's the worst case. If you prepare carefully and you buy what you eat. Now, you can waste money by buying things you don't eat, but if you're judicious, worst case is you'll just have to eat it. And you'll probably eat it at a lower cost, lower price, than you'd be eating it if you bought it now. John, your thoughts on that?
Well, even if you don't have a mortgage on your house, which you know, that's a small number of people, you'd probably still want to have fire insurance. It's not that you want to have a fire, but if it happened, that would be very catastrophic for your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I can also use an example. I've been driving more than four decades. I've needed a seatbelt exactly one time. But if you wait until the accident starts, there is no time to put on your seatbelt. It's ready or not.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. I cannot imagine operating a vehicle on the road today without a seatbelt. I mean, I always have my seatbelt on. Always. And so does everybody else in the vehicle. If I'm behind the wheel, everyone else has a seatbelt on as well. It's just required. Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back. This is USAPrepares.com. If you'd like to follow along in class with us today, you can go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com and click on the news tab, and you can follow along with the links and see exactly what we're talking about. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American man get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the feed for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, kind of a somber note on today's broadcast. Do we have any good news?
That's a tough one.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Well, moving down the bigger picture, I've got an article that talks about how United States hypersonic aircraft will not catch Russia flat-footed, but that's not what I really want to talk about. It gets into how fast these things really travel, and it's in the neighborhood of, you know, 3 miles a second. So let's just say somebody decides to put a hypersonic missile on this side of the planet, whether it's on a naval vessel or on a merchant vessel inside a container, or they import it into Mexico and they decide to launch that. And, you know, it's hard to say whether that would be, you know, one of the big states, Russia, China, one of the crazier smaller states like Iran and North Korea, or if it would be a terrorist organization. But the results make it to the point where it doesn't matter. And we've talked about how just one of these exploded 300 miles over the middle of the United States would pretty much take out all the electronics and the grid for the entire United States. So to achieve that altitude with the hypersonic vehicle, we're talking about roughly 100 seconds, just over a minute and a half. That is not a heck of a lot of time. And you think if the satellites do detect the launch, then they have to go through the process of verifying, and they also are looking at where the target is, which, of course, in an EMP attack, the target's not a city, it's just to gain altitude. And at the same time, they're working on contacting the president so that he can decide what retaliatory option he wants to do. And if it's, again, from a container from a ship off the coast or from a missile smuggled into Mexico, you know, it's kind of like, who would you respond against? And in that amount of time, there is no time to even alert anybody. When I was at the Pentagon working on the nuclear planning system, I was very aware of what was going on. We had a Russian submarine off the east coast of the United States, and if it had launched its missiles, they would have been arriving in D.C. about 10 minutes later. And it's likely I would have never known it was on its way, because in the amount of time that it takes to just do what needs to be done to mount the retaliatory strike, there would be little time to notify anybody else. They probably wouldn't even get on the PA to make an announcement at that point. And even if they did, you know, what would we do? You know, we couldn't even get to our car in the parking lot in that amount of time. And if we did get to our cars, you know, how would we get far enough away to make a difference? So it's, it's not a nice thing to think about, but it's like I've talked about before. You know, when you're working in that nuclear arena as your job, you have to deal with some pretty distasteful options on the table. Vincent?
Yeah, as you were saying this, John, I was thinking about, so the communication could go like this. And in my mind, I see, you know, one guy at the screen saying, oh, man, look at this. Look at this. So now he calls the person next to him over. Now the two of them are looking at it. They've just burned 10 seconds, right? 10 seconds of less than 2 minutes have been burned. Then they decide together, well, yeah, it looks real. And they go to communicate with the president. How long does that take? You know, let's say they bypass all chain of command and they go right to the president. And by the time the explanation is given to the president by the guy who saw it first on the screen, the device detonates, and then all communication's lost. Right? Isn't that how some of this could go? Or does our government have such a great communication system that it would stay up during an EMP? I can't imagine that it would.
Well, in theory, military systems are hardened against such.
Mm-hmm.
But even if all that is successful, the damage to the United States has already been done. The question is whether or not we could get off the retaliatory strike. And with the scenario I just described, it's like, who would you retaliate against? It's kind of like the James Bond movie where, you know, this, you know, circus troupe smuggled a nuke into a American airbase in Germany. And the dialogue was, you know, why would you do that? You know, the Americans would retaliate. And the villain says, against whom? Because the thought would be is that in that scenario is that there was an accident at the American airbase. And if it's coming from a ship, you even if you knew where the ship last came from, you don't even know where the nuke got on. If it was smuggled into Mexico, what are you going to do, nuke Mexico? I'm sure they've worked through these types of scenarios. I just I can't give you a good answer as what they would do. But it definitely takes more than a minute or two to go through that process. And with an intercontinental ballistic missile, you've got, you know, roughly a half hour while it's traveling to make up your mind. For the sea-launched ballistic missiles, you've got 10 or 15 minutes. But for a hypersonic missile, probably even a regular missile, where you're just trying to gain 300 miles of altitude, that's just not enough time to do anything.
John, is this one of your most significant concerns?
It troubles me greatly because it doesn't take a Russia or China to do this type of attack. We've got that insane location in North Korea where, I read time and time again in the mainstream media that, they're not a threat yet because they don't have a missile that will, reach the United States. Well, they don't have to. All they got to do is be able to load one onto a freighter. And the disruption is, horrific. And I've gone through, this is essentially a near extinction level event because the supply chain crashes. We don't know how to raise our own food. We're not doing it already. Even the Amish, who are living pretty close to that type of lifestyle, are dependent on the supply chain. But at least they've got a lot of decent skills and the community to do it with. The rest of us, it's like I say with the accident. It's too late to put on your seatbelt when the accident started. Once that nuke goes off, it's too late. You can't get online and order your supplies. And then beyond that, you need the skills to be able to use it. And if you want to, wait and see what's going to happen, it's too late. And it takes time to develop this.
So, and John, you're talking about the Amish. You talk about the Mennonites as well. In our little village here, we've had some Amish move in. And when I go to the farmer's supply, the local farmer's cooperative, the Amish are there. They're buying their seed. They're buying their feed. They're buying, tools. They don't make everything. So the Amish, we may think that they're, 100% self-sufficient. The answer is they're not. They use bowls. They use knives and forks. And they use hammers and saws. They don't make them. I don't make them. We buy them. We buy them from companies who can specialize in making them. So we are not islands. It's darn near impossible to be 100% self-sufficient. It is impossible. We're all dependent on others for something. So even the Amish, if we think that, yeah, we'll just go over there, they're going to be fine. They're not going to be fine. They're going to be a little better off than the average guy. But they're going to have their trials and tribulations as well. They don't make their own clothing. I mean, they don't make their own cloth. They buy it. They buy kerosene. They heat with wood, but they don't make their own axes. They use, they don't use electricity, many of them, but they're still dependent on machinery.
And they don't use electricity in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to understand, when you talk about the Amish, it's not one group. Each group has different rules.
Mm-hmm.
But often what you will see is outbuildings that have electricity run to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, for example, the Amish farm that I was on, they had an outbuilding where they had freezers and a telephone line too.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had another outbuilding that was the water well, and it didn't have any kind of backup to it. If the power was out, there was no water.
And we brought some Amish in to give us a hand here on the farm, and they were using a saw, an electric saw. And I said, what are you guys doing? I thought you guys, no, we can use it as long as it's not ours. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. Shortcut to get there is EZE33.org. EZE33.org. And click on the news tab and you can follow along with us in class today. John?
Let's see if I can go over the last two articles in a bigger picture in the time we have left this hour, going after the new oil and graphene in the news again. I found this article from 2013. The largest known rare earth deposit was discovered in North Korea. And you think about all the wars we have participated in because of the oil in the Middle East. And isn't it curious that we're talking war with one of the most important series of minerals that we need in today's society, the rare earths that North Korea has in abundance? But there is the flip side of that. We've been talking about graphene for the last month or so since they found a way of manufacturing it inexpensively. There are so many applications, and one of the things that would make that even more valuable is being able to recharge quickly. And apparently there is a way of doing that with graphene, creating ultra capacitors that would store the energy and be able to be quickly recharged. I suspect over the next couple of years, we are going to see such an inflow of new graphene-based technology products that it's going to be quicker than the internet and probably more revolutionary than the internal combustion engine. And it goes way beyond energy. It gets into the spot. SpyTech as well. So if you wanted to live in interesting times, here we are.
Interesting you're saying this, John, because as you were discussing, I was thinking about electrolytic capacitors and compared to a flooded cell. A flooded cell meaning like the battery that you have under the hood of the car class. It's a flooded battery, meaning there's a liquid electrolyte, typically sulfuric acid, lead plates, and there are vent caps. So as the battery is charged and discharged, there's a chemical process that goes on, and there's some gassing. Gas comes out of the cells. A cell is there's six cells in a car battery. A battery is a group of cells linked together. So we call lots of things batteries when they may not be. We call a dry cell and a flashlight, we call that a battery. It's not. A battery is two or more cells. And some of them may be dry and some of them may be flooded or liquid. The ones under the hood of your car are typically a liquid flooded series of cells we call a battery. But they off-gas. And I was thinking about the electrolytic capacitors that we have in our solid-state electronics, like our CD players and our telephones and our computers and so forth. And they are sealed. They don't off-gas. And I was thinking about the heat buildup. There's generally heat involved in charging and discharging batteries, most assuredly in the charging process. But these capacitors, what a great idea, because it appears to me to be way, way, way more efficient. And the charging would be way faster, exactly what you're talking about. Just on the surface, John, it seems like a great idea. It really
and
does.
And then you think about how they can use graphene to manufacture cars with that would make them significantly lighter but still stronger than steel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So in order to make all this technology work, we just got to blow up a country or two?
Well, that's some of the other electronics. The graphene they're going to be producing from vegetable oil.
Yeah, but no, I'm talking about the electronics, so we can have better cell phones, things like that. So, what's taking out a couple countries just for all that benefit, Gosh, we've lost our minds. Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back right after top there on news and commercial announcements. John, what's next? Hour number two.
Got a lot of health information to discuss.
Yeah, here we go. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.